As we head toward Arizona's August primary elections, we're inviting in the candidates running in contested races to talk about why they're running and some of the key issues in their contests.
You know, it's been 24 years since Arizona has had an educator at the helm of the Department of Education.
I am a proud American Muslim woman.
That although our election system is the greatest in the world, it is still far from perfect.
We need more options for our young people, more counselors, more social workers.
Common Core has been repealed by the State Board of Ed, and now we have new standards.
And we know what's possible if we keep moving forward.
The current shortcomings of the office have left our system vulnerable to cyber attacks.
We're gonna fly, fight, and win on Election Day with your help.
Today, Dave Giles. He is running in the Republican primary in the 9th Congressional District, which encompasses parts of Phoenix, Tempe, and other areas in the East Valley. He ran for the seat in 2016, losing to the current incumbent, Kyrsten Sinema, who's now running for U.S. Senate. This year, he's competing with Steve Ferrara and Irina Baroness von Baer in the GOP primary. Giles came to our studios recently, and I asked him why he's the best candidate to win this nomination.
Well, let's cut to the chase and go straight to the bottom line. I have the most business experience of any of the candidates. I have the most international business experience of any of the candidates. I am the only candidate that supports President Trump 100%. I support and I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This is why I'm running for Congress. America first.
What is it, do you think, about business experience broadly and your international business experience specifically that you think lends itself to this particular office and maybe even this district?
Two words for you. Donald Trump. He's got the business experience, and I look at him. I've got the business experience. He's got international experience. I've got international experience. We're both business-minded people, and we're both looking at objectives and strategies that are going to make America better and make Arizona better and more jobs for Arizona. That's why I'm doing this, because President Trump, his agenda is working. We got our taxes lower, getting breaks on that. Businesses are coming back from overseas. We're getting more recognition and respect from overseas. A lot of things President Trump is doing very well. His agenda is working, and I believe we continue to support this agenda, and it's going to get better. Currently, he's putting some tariffs on it to attempt to get rid of the barriers that are suppressing our business from other countries around the world. And when other countries realize that their tariffs are not only hurting them, but, you know, everybody else or the countries around them, they're going to start removing the tariffs, and we're going to have a fair system for business around the world, and our companies will even prosper more.
So I want to ask you about the tariffs, because a number of folks in the business community here in Arizona have said that this is not the right way to go, that they're detrimental to business here, they're detrimental to job creation here. I'm wondering how you sort of reconcile your experience and your views with what some in the business community, including some in CD9, are saying about these tariffs.
Well, you look at the tariffs have been there for so long. We lost that battle, as President Trump had said it here a few days ago, on tariffs. We are being taken advantage of, and this needs to stop. And he is a great negotiator, and he's working on getting the tariffs away from us so we can be more competitive in the rest of the world and not taken advantage of.
Are you concerned, though, about folks saying that American-made goods will be maybe too expensive in other countries because those countries will put tariffs on our goods just as we are putting tariffs on their goods, which might hurt American business and maybe cost American jobs?
Maybe initially for a little bit, but in the long run, bottom line, no, I'm not worried about that. Because, you know, we have a trade imbalance of you know, millions and billions of dollars, especially with Canada and European Union. They are taking advantage of us, and that must stop.
You mentioned that you are very supportive of President Trump, and I want to ask you about that specifically in this district, which is one that is seen as a more moderate-leaning district. It's been represented by a Democrat in Congress since it was created after the last census. Do you think that this district is ready for somebody who is so far away from politically and ideologically the person who has been representing it?
Yes. The district is ready. You know, the independent people and the Democrats are losing votes. Look at what happened in New York here a little while ago. They are losing it. And people are now beginning to see the benefits of President Trump's agenda. They're getting money in their pocket and they're getting jobs. And it's working. The system is working. And they're leaning to be less on the liberal left side. They're leaning, look at like President Trump said, what do you got to lose? We are gaining everything.
But this district is typically seen as a more center, maybe slightly center left, but center not far left district. And your views, it seems to me, are more to the right than where this district is both demographically and where it has been in terms of its voting pattern.
I am more to the right, but you're beginning to see the right people, the Republicans will always, you know, support the Republican, use always. The independents generally do, and the Democrats are coming back around. I had a lot of Democratic voters in me in the last cycle when I ran. Last time when I ran, I had over 100,000 votes against Kyrsten Sinema. Nobody else has been able to achieve that. So the voting people are seeing the successes of a conservative, business-minded person as our president. And they can, and they can, I am the same kind of business-minded, conservative person that's running for CD9. I expect to have the same kind of track record. And if they want to have the same kind of successes, they will vote for me.
Let me ask you about another issue that has been in the news quite a bit recently, which is the issue of immigration. And President Trump, according to some anyway on Capitol Hill, has been sending some mixed messages of what kind of legislation he would like, what kind of border security he needs, what should happen with DACA recipients. I'm curious what kind of legislation you think is appropriate right now to both deal with the issue of separated families, to deal with DACA recipients, border security.
Well, to start with, build a damn wall. We got a leak out there. And if you look at it like a plumber would look at it, the first thing you do is you stop the leak, turn the water off, and then you fix the problem. We need to build a wall and stop the leak. Well, there's many other things we can do to improve on the immigration system. Right now, it's a broken system. It's taking way too long. Being a federal firearms dealer, I can tell you, you can do a background check on anybody in less than 5 or 10 minutes. That is a system that could be adopted, especially when it comes to the DACA recipients who have been here for 34 years. They're not going to find any background down in Baja or anywhere down in South America. It's all here. And the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms will be able to give an accurate background check on the people. That's just one of the examples. And another example is green cards. There's multiple categories of green cards they could get. And any of the recipients that have been over here, been in the States since before in 72, can automatically get a green card. I would recommend in Congress we change that from 72 to maybe 1992. There are things we can do to streamline the immigration system.
What do you think should happen to folks who are here under the DACA program?
Apply for citizenship. Go through the process.
Can they do that while they're living in this country?
Of course they can.
So I want to end with one last political question, which is that if you are not the candidate who emerges victorious after the primary, do you plan to support the Republican nominee in the general election?
Absolutely. I am going to support the president, or the president with a Republican candidate to go to Congress to help support that president.
All right. That's Dave Giles. He's running in the Republican primary for the 9th Congressional District. Dave, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much and have a good afternoon.